You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Hey, everyone. Before we begin, a quick update. In today's episode of Seeds of Hope with Dell and Penny, featuring special guest Rhett Palmer, you'll hear them talk about an event scheduled for November 22nd at Memorial Island. Unfortunately, that event has since been moved to JC Beach. Please make note of that if you are planning to attend. And now, on with the show.
It's a new day if you want it to be. Hi, I'm Rhett Palmer, and we have a very special show with the hosts of Seeds of Hope, and they're giving hope across the United States every week with their podcast. Welcome to the broadcast. How are you ladies doing today?
Hello.
Wonderful.
Great
Hello.
To have you here.
Yeah. Thank you.
You two are always so happy and uplifting to be around. Do you have to fake that, or does it come naturally when you're talking about the Lord?
Oh, definitely naturally.
I know that already.
It does.
Yeah.
And people even see it on your face, you know. They really do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, it's great to have you here today. Now, you two are starting something new, an initiation. Maybe this will be the first of many years, but you feel you've been directed by the Lord to have an event, and that is a prayer event. Now, of course, Penny, you are famous for your books on prayer. Your latest book, of course, is called Prayers for America or Pray for America. And your other book was called
Pursuing Prayer. Pursuing Prayer for America,
which is an amazing thing, because I think we all need to learn how to pray more, right, Del?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And he seems to answer prayer now, but it's on his terms and on his timetable too. Have you ever prayed for something and you thought it wasn't going to happen, and then at the 11th hour, and I'm talking about 1 minute before midnight?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
You know. And
seems to be the way God works. And I always wonder, is he just testing our faith? Mm-hmm. Are we going to hold out on faith until that last hour?
Well, it is a way of building a relationship.
It is.
Do you find, no, I don't know, but maybe it comes easier to women. I tend to think of women as being more humble, but maybe they're not, because I've had other women disagree. But I think when you ever get into bed and you go, oh, prayer, and you might just pray from the bed. Or, you know, the times you say, no, I'm going to get out. And believe me, this is harder as you get older. And you get out and you get on your knees. I call it knee power. I call it satellite positioning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he seems to honor that one act of a little bit of humility of getting on your knees and going, you're Lord, I'm not. Amen. You know. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about corporate prayer? Because you two, that's what you two are pushing now. You're pushing corporate prayer. Is that biblical for groups to gather?
Absolutely. Where two or more are gathered, there is his presence.
Yes.
Where his presence is, there is power.
Mm-hmm.
It does say that one shall send 1,000, as in sending angels, but two can send 10,000. For some reason, prayer, that's why husbands and wives, when they pray together, do you pray with your husband, John Bate?
Sure.
You do? Not enough, though.
Not as much as I do with friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, John's more of a private person.
He is very private.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Yes, his quiet time in the morning, like 2 hours, is just me, myself, and I and God, and that's it.
Well, didn't Daniel pray by himself?
Yeah, he did. He went in his room.
Now, this is what I'm sending you to. This is Professor Palmer here. And by the way, I was a professor for one semester at College of St. Rose. But I would say this, that I want you two to do a study on that stuff. There's all kinds of things to study about prayer. Talk about Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And was he in a state of a prayer when he was in the lion's den?
Mm-hmm.
And also, can you differentiate? This is what I'd like you to do right now, if you can. Can you differentiate between meditation and prayer?
Between the difference?
Yeah.
Meditation can be anything. Prayer is to the God of the universe.
Bringing his presence.
Creator, God Almighty. That's how I think of it. You know, I know someone that always says, oh, I have to do my meditations. And she's a Christian, and she means she's going to read her devotional or her Bible or whatever.
Contemplations.
But, yeah. But I think it's more specific than that. Prayer is more specific than...
I think we're just touching the surface here, though.
Because,
see, you have legitimacy, and you should always... forgive me, Father in heaven, if this sounds bad, but milk it for what it's worth. Because that with me, you've always had favor, and I will listen to you, and particularly because you're the mom that prayed for 13 years. This should be said again and again. You should have a little succinct, maybe 13-second segment or 10-second where you prayed for your son. He was addicted to alcohol, heroin, living in jail, out of jail. It was terrible. This guy's going to die, like a lot of our friends do, and a lot of their children die. This guy's going to die, you're thinking. You're going to lose your son. You're going to. But you were resolute. And how many miracles do we hear about by grandmas? And moms and dads and grandpas who have prayed. Seems to be more the female with a nurturing tendency. But you prayed for your son for 13 years. Suddenly he wakes up like the prodigal son on the beach, comes to his senses, and ends up going to Bible school, ends up going to Australia, ends up meeting the secretary of the head of the school, falls in love, they get married, they have children, and now he's a preacher and has a church. It's crazy. So what, can prayer be answered? You're darn right it can be. I've heard of miraculous encounters. So you bring that credibility with you, you know?
Yes, and it's, you know, it's not always a quick thing.
Oh, right.
I mean, we both experienced that, just having to pray and pray and pray.
Now, you have three books to your credit. What's the first book called?
Is Pursuing Prayer, Being Effective in a Busy World, that breaks by down Penny, the Lord's Prayer.
By Penny's Cook. By Penny Cook. And then you had this, you had a children's book.
Yep.
Was that after this or before
Wake
this?
Wake Up Prayer. That kind of came out same around time. The same
okay,
time.
That's for children. It's called what?
The Wake Up Prayer.
And that's about prayer.
There you
this
go.
Lady
that's,
doesn't stop.
That's taking the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep and turning it into Now I Wake Me Up from Sleep. So it's a prayer for the morning so
a
the
twist.
Children learn to pray for their day.
I think we can talk about this in the future, but a morning prayer is very sacred. Mm-hmm. You know, you can really spend the remainder of your life writing books on prayer. I realize that. I sit here and
yes.
I wonder if it's the Holy Spirit talking to me. But your newest book, of course, is Prayer for America. Now, you started that book when Biden was president. We won't get into political stuff here, but right?
So, well, you know what? I have been praying scripture for America for years. And there would be various places in my Bible I would write USA next to a verse because I just was reading and said, yes,
well, so
Lord, that you know,
those.
I pray that for America. And so I'd put USA next to it. And the Lord just kind of spoke to me one day and said, turn that into a book. So Pursuing Prayer for America is 21 battle cries for our nation. It's 21 topical prayers using only scripture to pray.
Well, I think
I prayed scripture for my son. Those 13 years, I ended up just not knowing what to pray anymore, okay? We've all had that experience of my prayers hitting the ceiling. God, are you listening? And I would read my Bible and turn certain scriptures into prayer. And so praying scripture for me just felt like power. God's word.
Do you think
powerful.
You've done enough study? Do you think that the word of God, and this is different to some people, but it's actually God spoke the world into existence. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among men. Okay, so the word. Now, so the Bible supposedly is anointed of God. I mean, have you
when
done a study
pray,
on this?
When
inspired
we pray scripture,
by the Holy Spirit,
yeah, we're praying
it's
His
inspired
words.
Inspired by the Holy Spirit. Some people don't believe that, but that is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like
powerful and sharper than a double-edged sword.
He used men, but those men were inspired by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, God is so much God that He can do anything. People don't realize that. It says, you know, that not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission. Are ye of not much greater value than many sparrows? For the very hairs on your head are counted. Well, that just sounds like something that sounds like it's a speech. No, it's not. Because we know now as we're getting closer and closer to things, breaking down everything is mathematical. They now have cameras that can take pictures of molecular structure with a molecular structure. And this fits in with you two. They now know if you pray over, like say, for instance, water, and then take another one and grumble over that water, and then they freeze it, and they look at it under a microscope. That affects the water. It's we're in the embryonic stages.
Words have power.
Yeah, they have power, and that's why when we pray, I was actually listening. It's funny we're talking. There's someone I listen to all the time. His singing, Marty Goetz.
Yeah.
I don't know if many people have heard of him, but he's a Jew born anew. That's how he says it. And he was singing a song the other night. And he said, wait, I got to start singing this over. He said, I'm not singing it with meaning. He said, I'm just, and he was singing for America.
Yeah.
And he was I can't remember what day it was, but he was singing patriotic songs. And he was singing one song, and he goes, I have to sing this over. I need to have the meaning in it. And when he sang it the second time, you could really hear his heart coming out through it.
We have to be careful that you know, things don't become a perfunctory duty.
Yeah. Right.
I've seen Marty for many years. Matter of fact, I used to go see Marty maybe about 35, 38 years ago. Every summer I would be at an event we would go to together. And that was at, ironically, at Messiah College in Grantham, Pennsylvania, outside of where did Lincoln speak? Gettysburg. And there would be about between 2,000 to 4,000 Jews, not Jews for Jesus, but Messianic rabbis and people that believe in the Lord. And I tell you what, boy, talk about some visitation happening there. And Marty Goetz was always there, and he's a great piano player. And
listen to him every night. So I fall asleep.
Do you?
Yes.
Hey, Marty Goetz, you're my favorite singer. You put me to sleep every night. You should send that to him.
I text all the time.
I remember Debbie Maycomber told me that. She was speaking to a crowd that I happened to be in, and she said she sold 240 million copies of her books. And she said, oh, here's a letter. She has that high-pitched voice. She has here's a letter that I got. I love you. You're my favorite author. You put me to sleep every night.
I found out we're only 2 days apart.
Really?
We are the same age.
As Debbie?
No, as Marty Goetz.
Oh, you and Marty Goetz?
We're 2 days apart.
Better watch out. Your husband might get jealous here. Hey.
No.
So what you were saying was reminding me of Jesus before he gave the Lord's Prayer. He said, don't use vain repetitions.
Yes.
And that's kind of the same as just singing a song and not really.
Like worship in church.
Yeah. Not
like
really internalizing it.
Yep.
It's not really from the heart.
Yeah, better a sincere prayer of repentance than, trying to say alms or whatever.
Yeah, that's why prayer can just be, oh, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more powerful than just reciting the Lord's Prayer if you're not
getting into it.
Now,
that
brings us maybe to a rosary or whatever prayer beads that some people have. I don't think that's a sin or anything, because I think maybe you go from one bead and then
it's
you go to another one.
It's all about the heart.
You get to the end of it, and you know, like there's certain things that I do with timing, and I have to count 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, and I do something maybe for a couple of minutes and I count it. I think that's probably okay. I mean, I think the point that you're praying, but you're right. He says don't do vain repetition. That means vain would mean vanity or just
repeating.
Yeah, there's nothing
to it. Repeating and doing it now,
like Marty even better now that you told me that story.
Oh.
Because today you don't know how to read people.
Mm. Yeah.
Who is sincere? There's a lot of showbiz that has entered the churches.
Oh, definitely.
And it's like, I and me, and I found Jesus, and Jesus found me, and he changed my.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
To the world.